Bible this morning, the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13. Or if you got a fan, I'll take either one this morning. Amen. I believe I'll just stand on this vent and preach a while. Hebrews 13, chapter number 1. If you love the Lord, say amen. You believe He's your refuge, say amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 13, verse number 1. Let. That's an option we got. Let brotherly love continue. Some of you needs to start in you before it can continue in you. Somebody say amen. Let it continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. I believe in angels. But we don't worship angels. We don't worship Mary. We worship the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, be careful about strangers. God may have sent somebody in your life from another world. And that don't look strange at me now. I'm still in a King James. But hey, I ain't preaching out of the Queen James this morning. It's the King James. And I ain't got no dress on. I got a pair of breeches with a belt on. Somebody say amen. I preached the Bacalark service the other Sunday night. I wanted to say something, but I couldn't because I wasn't in my pulpit. I want to say, you mom and daddies, there's two things you've let your young'uns down about with a belt. Number one, you've quit whipping them with it. Number two, you've quit putting it in their britches to hold their britches up. Somebody say amen right there. Ain't no boy going, I don't care how educated he is, he ain't going to get no job unless his britches is pulled up. You can't work with your hands holding up your britches. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them. That's a real church. And them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. In other words, you need to feel about how others feel before you say something. You need to take yourself in consideration. Preacher, I know how I'd pastor that church. No, you don't. I know how I'd handle that bear. No, you don't. You ain't got a hope of him yet. I like this verse. Marriage is honorable in all. I like it. Marriage is honorable in all. I don't care what our president has said about same-sex marriage. It's out of hell. I said it's out of hell. God made Adam and Eve. Not Chiquita and Laquita. My God, I know I done said it once. That's twice. I may say it three more times. Somebody got to tell our young'uns what this Bible says. Marriage is honorable and all, the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God judge. You said, well, I'm not bothering nobody but myself. That ain't what the Bible said. Let your conversation or lifestyle be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. What you got on your back this morning, you ought to shout and praise God for. You say, preacher, I ain't got nothing. Well, you got more than what folks in hell's got today. Be content with such things as you have, for He has said, you ought to underline this, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I'll not fear what man shall do unto me. Yes, remember them, or respect them which have the rule over you. Who are they? Who've spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow? Considering the end of their conversation. Here it is, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which hath not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. Verse 13. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here, whoo, I'm glad he didn't say there. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Thank you for standing this morning. You may be seated. I'm interested in verse number 8. The Bible says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I want to preach on this simple subject a few minutes today on some things that will never change. Now, some things that will never change. Underline it. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, our world has changed. Somebody say amen. Boy, our community has changed. But let me tell you something, honey. Jesus Christ has never changed. I want to say some things that never change. Three things today. Number one, the welfare of God's people. I'm glad God sees about His children. And I want you to notice in Psalms 27, I want to say first of all about the welfare of God's people. He feels our pain. I'm glad we've got a God that when pain comes, He feels it. I'm glad we've got a God that's not sitting up on a counter that cannot feel our pain. But we've got a God that went to a cross and He knows about pain. Psalms 27 and verse number 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I'd believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, some things God will never change in the welfare of His people. First of all, He feels our pain. Number two, He fixes our problem. Psalms 28, verses 1. Unto Thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. And I'm glad I got Him to stand on. Be not silent to me, because if you're silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Wouldn't that be bad to be in hell this morning and cry out to a God that would not hear me? I'm glad I've got a God that can hear me when I cry. I'm glad you got a God that can hear you when you cry. You say, well, preacher, I have no pain. Well, you just hang on, honey. Pain is a-coming. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank God, morning is a-coming. Now, He fixes our problem. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto Thee. When I lift up my hands toward Thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of His hands, He shall destroy them and not build them up. Now, He says something, talking about He fixes our problem. Blessed be the Lord, because He hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I'm helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of His anointed. Save thy people, bless thine inheritance, feed them also, and lift them up forever. Some things that will never change. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change on the welfare of His people. He feels our pain. He fixes our problem. Then in Psalms chapter number 5, you'll notice He favors our path. Neighbor, you'll never go wrong walking with the Lord. I'm glad I'm walking in His paths. I'm glad they're old landmarks that have not been moved. I'm glad these paths lead to holiness and righteousness and happiness. I do realize that happenings bring happiness. But honey, Jesus brings joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we find out in the book of Psalms, chapter number 5, He favors our path. Look in verse number 11. But let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Because you got a new house? No. Because you got a good job? Uh-uh. Because Thou defendest them. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. For Thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. Here it is. With favor wilt Thou compass him as with a shield. Now let me tell you, friend, you'll never go wrong doing right. Would somebody say amen this morning? Certainly He favors our path. I don't have everything today, but I can tell you this. I got joy in my spirit, and I've got favor with me because I'm a walking in His path. A lot of you don't know where to walk to. Well, let me tell you, you can only walk as far as the light is shining. If the light ain't shining, leave it alone. You'll run in the ditch. Trust the Lord. Can I tell you, He favors our path. He's so big, if you're walking with Him, you're going to bump into Him sometime through the day. If you meet me on the path of life, we may not rub into each other. But honey, let me tell you, we got a God so big that walks on our trail, walks in our path. He favors us, and the blessing of God is about us if we walk with the Lord. And I praise Him for loving us and favoring us the way He's favored us. You say, well, preacher, you don't look like He's favored you much. Oh, honey, let me tell you, don't let these clothes fool you. Hey, I got a lot more than what you're looking at today. I've got a city yonder in glory land world. I got a Savior waiting on me. And I got the saints going on before me. I got a generation coming up before me. I'm not throwing the towel in. I'm saying, charged by the glory of God. I'm saying, and grab a hold of Calvary and a King James Bible and tell folks that preaching's real and the Holy Ghost will change you. Thank God there's favor walking in the path of the Lord. Boy, the Lord has blessed me by walking with Him. Are you rich? Not in this world's measures. But like what Brother Donald, when he jumped up, it sort of scares the visitors. Let me tell you, honey, I'm glad He's so big you can't miss Him if you're walking around with Him. Oh, it's some things that the Lord never changes on. And I'm going to tell you this, He never changes on the welfare of God's people. He feels our pain. He fixes our problem. He favors our path. You may think that your job has got your cabinet full, but God can take that job just like that. You may say, well, preacher, that car I pulled up in, I worked for it. That's good. We ought to work. The Bible says, if any man provide not for his house, he's just like an infidel. We ought to not be standing out waiting on handouts and bailouts. Amen. We ought to get off our backside and do the best we can do with what we got. You say, well, preacher, I don't like your hairstyle. Well, I don't like yours neither. But I can tell you this, I'm a-doing with what I got all I know to do. Amen. I just drop that number one blade and say, go on and get it down and get her done. Somebody say amen right there. And praise God, in 10 years, if I ain't got that much. Miss Flo told me this week, she said, hon, you getting a little white-headed. I sure am. Amen. Most of it's turning loose. But maybe in 20 years, I'm going to give you one of them shoe polishers and put my head under it, amen. Let it shine real good. You got to wear sunglasses in it, Liberty Band, because my head's a shine. But let me tell you, honey, it's not the sun rays of the S-U-N. It's the S-O-N that's a shining on this preacher this morning. I say hallelujah. I'm glad He loved me when nobody else loved me. And He's done something for me that nobody else could do for me. And I bless Him for His blessing. Sins this morning. He favors the path of His children. You'll never go wrong walking with the Lord. You may feel lonely at times, but let me tell you, neighbor, you'll never go wrong walking with the Lord. You see, some things He don't change. The welfare of God's people. He feels our pain. He fixes our problem. He favors our paths. And thank God, He fills us with power. He is our refuge. In Psalms 24, verses number 1, you'll notice what He said about He fills with power. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. For He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. I'm glad that He lifts up our head. He fills us with power. You say, well, preacher, I don't have the power to go on. Just keep a-walking with Him. Just keep a-talking with Him. Just keep a-watching for Him. He's going to pull by your pew one of these mornings. He's going to fill you with power. I'm glad He's got saving power. I'm glad He's got securing power. Honey, what God does, He does forever. I'm glad that I don't have to die and go to hell in my sins because I got saved. I'm glad the salvation of the Lord is forever. Can I tell you, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, I'm glad some things that never change. The welfare of God's people. But number 2, the words of God's promises. Have you ever broken a promise? I have. Go on, say amen. We've all broken promises. But let me tell you, God has never broken a promise. I want to tell you in 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 1, 2 Peter chapter number 1. Chapter number 1 and verse number 1. He says this, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Let me get where I'm going. 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According to His divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Here it is, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I'm glad He's given us some precious promises. You'll notice in Hebrews 13 in my reading, in verse number 5 today, there the Bible tells us something that we can hold on to. He said in Hebrews 13 in verse number 5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now that tells me three things about the words of God's promise. If He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, first of all, God is aware. I'm glad He is aware. Number two, it tells me He's alive. Thank God He got out of the grave. The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection. Boy, they named them right because they're sad, you see. But let me tell you today, neighbor, on the third day, Jesus got out of the grave, and He rose over death, hell, and the grave, and He's on the throne of glory this morning, and nothing's took Him by surprise, because He is aware and He is alive. And that tells me, thirdly, that if He will never leave me nor forsake me, not only is He alive and aware, but He is able. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. He's able. And He'll always be able. Some things that will never change. The welfare of God's people. God's going to see about His people. You may be sitting here in this congregation this morning and you feel real lonely. You feel like you ain't got nobody in this world. Let me tell you, you've got somebody. Because He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Some things that will not change. The welfare of God's people. Number two, the Word of God's promises. I don't need a new version of the Bible. I'm having issues living out of this. What's so hard about don't and thou shalt not? We've got a bunch of educated idiots that say we need a new Bible. We don't need a new Bible. We need to park in this one. This one right here still gets the job done if we'll let it run our life. Matter of fact, I've noticed most of the time a wore out Bible and a tore up Bible don't reflect a tore up life. We need to live and learn out of this Bible. And so, the welfare of God's people, the words of God's promises, but lastly, I can tell you something that will never change, that's the wonders of God's power. It will never change the wonders of God's power. I noticed that all of the international committees was getting together about the nuclear reactors and what they're going. Let me tell you something, friend. God can just look this way and blink and devastate this whole nation. God's, the wonders of His power will never change. Look in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, and I'm going to close this morning. Jeremiah 33. I want to share just a few more thoughts with you. Found over in the book of Jeremiah. And if you'll look in, let's see. Let's go to chapter number 33 in the book of Jeremiah. And look at verses 1 through 3. And you ought to mark this in your Bible. You may need it in latter days. Jeremiah 33. Verse number one, Jeremiah the weeping prophet. Boy, he come up in a nation so similar to ours. Leadership was corrupt, being bought out. People wouldn't turn to God. They're going to their own ways. And he's crying. He's weeping. He feels real alone. But he says something about the wonder of God's power. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time. Aren't you glad we got a God to talk to us again? While he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Now this is what he says. Call unto me and I will answer. I told God last night, I told God this morning, I said, God, I need something this morning. God, I have no direction and I need you to give me something. And I noticed when I woke up this morning, God showed me exactly what to do today. And I went to my study and I went in my altar and I began to call on God. I said, God, I need you to show me something. And I began to pin down. Look what he says, call unto me and I will answer thee. And I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The wonders of God's power will never change. It amazes me what God has done here and what God will continue to do here. You that God allows to live will see the day when this wall comes out and there's another wing put on this side of this church. We that God allows to live, we'll see some of these young'uns get saved by His marvelous power and by His wonderful grace. We will live to see God putting homes back together. We will see children being pulled from a wayward way and brought back in the altars of God. We, God's people, have a God that is not limited with His power. A lot of times the devil says, well, it's not real and it don't work. Oh, it does work. God's power is amazing. He said, call unto Him and I'll show you great and mighty things which you know not. Now, I want to say this. First of all, there's not a person here He can't save. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what any man's ever told you. God ain't died for no selective few. He paid the ransom for all. And any man don't believe that and preach that is a heretic. He paid a ransom. He paid for your sin and my sin. Preacher, why did He have to go to the cross? Because it was God's plan and me and you was wicked. And He had to pay a price to redeem us back to God. There's not a person He can't save. I don't care what you've done, God can forgive you for it. Did you know what He said? If we will confess our sins, then He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The first one that ain't got sin, throw the first stone. I heard a preacher the other day at his congregation, got him a bucket of rocks and sat on the stage. And he said, now, anybody without sin, come and throw the first rock. Come get you one. Let me tell you, neighbor, nothing's too hard for God, and it ain't a person here He can't save. And I'll say this, it ain't a person here, it's not nobody here that He wouldn't like to save more than you. It's not a person He can't save. That gives me hope. He died for whosoever. And whatsoever. You know, a lot of times we get on guilt trips. Well, we've done too much for God to forgive us. Not the blood of His Son. The blood of His Son will wash us clean from whatever we've done. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying the wonders of God's power. There's not a person He can't save. My wife told even my girls this week, she said, you know, I come to a place with your daddy that I had totally give up. And I said, I'm turning him over to God because I can't fix him. And you can meet her after service, and I know they didn't mean nothing by it because Brother Randall, they're just saying all they know to say. And you that sat under my preaching for years, you've heard this 100 times, so this is 101. They said, send him back to where you got him. But they left something out of the equation. God. God can do anything. And guess what? He saved the fire out of me. You asked her. She was stirring. Was you stirring beans? You're stirring beans. What? Green beans. Praise God, Mama, you can cook. She is a stirring green beans, and God said, you're going to be a preacher's wife. And what'd you say? What's going to happen to Ken? You see, I was smoking an ounce of weed a week. I was doing things that I didn't need to be doing. But God. Where's old Brother Felton Buchanan at? Where's the other Buchanan boy? Stand up, son. Stand up. He said, I'm thrilled your family's here. You know what he told me the other Sunday? And he walked out that back door, and I preached on Calvary's once enough. He said, preacher, if I wasn't saved, I'd have got saved this morning. You can sit down, brother. I'm glad you're on my side. Ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. Where's Brother Troy at? He didn't have no Christian raising. Look what's in his arms this morning. God saved him. Look at Brother Gerald on the front. He used to hang out down at the Legion. God saved him. Brother Mike used to camp out in the pool room. Back when pool rooms was popular. God saved him. Throwing his money on the pool table, shooting pool. Don't look down your nose like a Pharisee and say, well, you've done too much. No, you ain't. Miss Sherry, won't you come? I just want you to play soft for this morning. I don't need a song. I just want you to come play for me just a minute. The wonders of God's power. God ain't changed His power. There's the wonders of God's power. There's not a person He can't save. Number two, there's not a problem He can't solve. You know what our problem is? We quit asking Him. We give up and say, well, it's too far gone. No, it's not. Long as there's life, there's hope. Some of you got wayward children. Don't give up on them. Keep a praying for them. There's not only a person He can't save, but there's not a problem He can't solve. There's not a problem He can't solve. And lastly, there's not a pain that He can't share. Hebrews 4:14. And I'm done. He said this. Seeing then we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now here it is. It ain't a pain He can't share. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Some things that He'll never change. Welfare of His people. the words of His promise, but the wonders of His power. Do you need that power in your life this morning? This altar's open, as my sister plays. Maybe you need to share a pain with the Lord that He needs to help you in your life with today. Maybe you're here and you've never been saved. I'd come to Christ. We're going to have a baptismal service tonight. Wouldn't it be a great morning for you to cast all your sins upon Christ, to believe in Him and to come to Him by faith, to be saved by grace through faith, and then get baptized tonight as a witness that God's done something in my life? You come, whatever you need, my sister plays. This altar's open. Whatever you need this morning, you come.